This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, October 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, everybody. I'm Spencer Chase, filling in this week for Jeff Nally on Daybreak West. Here's today's headlines. Newsom signs bills on neonics, climate, water rights, and much more. McCarthy doesn't rule out return to speakership. Newsom signs, vetoes hundreds of bills. In several email dumps over the three-day weekend, Governor Gavin Newsom checked off most of the bills that have been sitting on his desk. The governor has until Saturday to decide on any lingering measures. Among the bills he signed, a ban on backyard neonics. In his signing statement, Newsom reasoned AB 363 is in line with a proposed federal declaration for certain neonicotinoid applications to be made by non-professional applicators. He also said it follows DPR's process in evaluating neonics, but the statement does not account for late amendments that changed it from a study bill to a ban. Corporate climate accountability. As promised, Newsom signed two measures putting more pressure on large companies to disclose their climate impacts. He lauded the bills for once again demonstrating California's continued leadership with bold response to the climate crisis. But the governor was uncomfortable with incorporating Scope 3 emissions into supply chain reporting under SB 253. He called the deadlines likely infeasible and worried about inconsistent reporting. He directed agencies to work with the legislature on a cleanup bill for both measures. He had concerns over the financial impacts to business and instructed the Air Resources Board to closely monitor the issue. Cal Chamber, which led the opposition to the bills, was disappointed with Newsom's signatures, but looked forward to working on cleanup legislation, arguing the tools for SB 253 must be cost-effective and useful. On water rights, SB 389 initially would have expanded the State Water Board's authority with senior rights. Subsequent amendments significantly watered down the legislation to simply clarify the board's role with pre-1914 rights, dropping agricultural opposition. In August, Newsom's Department of Finance opposed the measure. Among the concerns, the agency found the bill could further raise fees on stakeholders to cover the costs. Ban on food ingredients. Newsom gave the green light to a bill dubbed a Skittles ban by opponents since it targeted five ingredients commonly found in candy, sodas, and baked goods. The bill dropped titanium dioxide from the list to curry enough votes to pass. Newsom dismissed the Skittles claims, arguing the candy is sold in the European Union, which already banned the ingredients. The National Confectioners Association shot back that Newsom and lawmakers are, quote, once again making decisions based on soundbites rather than science, unquote. The food manufacturers raised alarms over complying with a, quote, patchwork of inconsistent state requirements. And finally, easing drone pesticide training. Newsom approved a California Farm Bureau bill to streamline the licensing and training processes for farmers who use drones for pesticide applications. CFB President Jamie Johansson thanked Newsom and said it will help growers save on crop protection costs and better protect workers. McCarthy doesn't rule out return to speakership. House Republicans are scheduled to debate their choice for a new speaker this evening, even as some GOP moderates push for reinstating Kevin McCarthy. McCarthy, a California Republican, held an extended news conference Monday to call for action in support of Israel and didn't rule out returning to the speakership post. Had his harshest critics prevailed, the government would have been shut down when Israel was attacked by Hamas on Saturday, McCarthy said. What if government wasn't open? How weak would we be then? McCarthy asked rhetorically. McCarthy also noted more than once that he was ousted despite the support of 96% of the House GOP conference. By the way, Representative John Duarte, a first-term California Republican who sits on the House Ag Committee, told Fox News that neither of the two declared candidates for Speaker, Steve Scalise and Jim Jordan, have the experience needed right now. Duarte called on a few Democrats to enable McCarthy's return to the speakership by abstaining from the vote. Here's his quote, Kevin McCarthy will step back in if he's got the support and believes that it is the best thing for the country, and I can't see how he wouldn't believe that the country needs his leadership right now as Speaker of the House, Duarte said. Anxiety over war's impact on Israeli potash. Israel, home to the Dead Sea Works, is the fourth largest exporter of potash in the world. And the war being waged against Hamas in Gaza has raised concerns that international supplies could be impacted. A StoneX analyst says potash operations do not appear to be affected by the violence, but Safety4Sea is reporting that the port of Ashdod, a port near Gaza that is key for shipping fertilizer, is currently operating in emergency mode status. Another concern is the potential involvement of Iran in the Hamas strikes and how that could impact shipping safety. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak right after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
GOP lawmakers ask for reversal on duty increase for Russian fertilizer. 11 Farm State Republican lawmakers from the Senate and House are asking the Commerce Department to reverse a preliminary decision that would significantly raise the countervailing duty on Russian phosphate fertilizer. If finalized, the Commerce decision earlier this year would raise the duty on Russian phosphate from 9.19% to 53.29%, the lawmakers told Commerce Secretary Gia Raimondo in a letter dated October 5th. GOP Senators Roger Marshall of Kansas, John Bozeman of Arkansas, and Bill Hagerty of Tennessee, along with Representatives Tracy Mann of Kansas, Austin Scott of Georgia, David Rouser of North Carolina, Dusty Johnson of South Dakota, Ashley Hinson and Marionette Miller-Meeks of Iowa, Mary Miller of Illinois, and Mark Alford of Missouri, signed the letter. You can read our full report on AgriPulse.com. And finally, here's today's She Said It, or I suppose She Tweeted It. As a rule, at least two-thirds of the people speaking in front of the State Water Board at any given time seem to have no clue as to what the board's actual job is. Like, at all. That's California Farm Bureau Policy Advocate Alexandra Beering. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, October 10th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., Sacramento, California, and more, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Spencer Chase.